Welcome, listeners. My name is Evan Langenbach. I am here with Trey Coolier and Gabe Elbert at the Lowell High School. This is Lowell Red Arrows versus the Northview Wildcats varsity game.
Thank you, Evan, so much. Me and Gabe are here with any listeners tonight for this Lowell Red Arrows versus Northview Wildcats. Gabe, why don't you get us started with some Northview starting lineups?
All right, for the Northview starting lineups, number 3, Hannah Gillette. Number 4, Jada Charity. Number 5, Marahile Languedoc. Number 11, Miley Vasquez. And number 33, Johanna Martin.
Thank you, Gabe. And now for your Lowell Red Arrows starting lineups. Number 1, the senior, Grayson Hamilton. Number 3, also a senior, Allison Munson. Number 4, one of two sophomores on this Red Arrows starting lineup, Taylor Graham. Number 10, senior, Reese Wagaman. And to round it off for the Red Arrows, the second sophomore of two, number 22, Madeline Hayes. Downloaded tip is going to be Allison Munson and Jada Charity for the Wildcats. 8 minutes on the clock, start time approximately 7:13, excuse me, as we're just about underway for Lowell, as the ball is up and tip goes to, that is Janaya Martin. Quick pass underneath, gets almost out of bounds into Miley Vasquez. Now underneath, Martin puts up a layup, no good. Rebound goes to Allison Munson. Wildcats playing with some quickness here off the opening tip. Taylor Graham covered by Janaya Martin, playing very tight defense over to Reese Wagaman. Reese Wagaman at the top of the key, dribbles right, she'll give it to Grayson Hamilton. Hamilton finding a lane, tries to go over top to Grayson Hamilton, throws it out of bounds over the head of Hamilton with 7 minutes 34 seconds to go in the first, no scores. Ball's going to be brought up by Hannah Gillette now. She's a senior for this Wildcat team. Gets it over left side, tapped out of bounds by Allison Munson. Low defense playing tight, and with the way this Wildcat offense is looking, they're going to have to be like that this whole game. Hannah Gillette's going to get it over the right wing now. It's going to be passed back to the top of the key. Vasquez back over to the right side. Languedoc back to Vasquez, playing a little game of catch. Almost tipped by Allison Munson again as it goes to Hannah Gillette underneath to Jada Charity. Jada Charity, she's going to pass it away. Double team now is Miley Vasquez. Now it's going to go underneath to Jada Charity. Charity once again. Now it's going to be passed around the key. Now for three off the front iron. No good. Rebound goes to the Wildcats. Tossed out of bounds after getting the rebound by Miley Vasquez, a junior starter tonight. Taylor Graham's going to look to inbound the basketball. It's going to be a full court trap as the inbound goes to Reese Wagaman as Grayson Hamilton gets tripped up. That's where the ball was originally going to go. Grayson Hamilton on that left sideline area. She's dribbling around trying to get a play to develop. Grayson Hamilton's going to give it over to Reese Wagaman at the logo. Wagaman dribbling around. Now it's Taylor Graham. Taylor Graham right side. Madeline Hayes double teamed in the corner. Dribbling around. Madeline Hayes gets it to Allison Munson. Allison Munson looking around. She picks up her dribble. Pass to Grayson Hamilton, avoiding the travel. Allison Munson gives it back to Reese Wagaman. Back to Allison Munson. Corner long two. No good off the backboard from the corner. Now it's going to be a fast break for Jada Charity. 1-on-3 actually now. Now from the right wing. Step back three-pointer. Doesn't get it to go after bouncing around. That shot was by Gillette. Gillette, after getting the rebound, is going to pass it to Martin. Martin gets it. No shot, no good. As it's Hannah Gillette now dribbling forward. Low defense playing strong. Jada Charity gives it to the top of the key to reset. That's Vasquez. Vasquez all the way passed around to the corner. Banks it off the backboard. It was Marahio Languedoc for the first points of the game, and we're 2.5 minutes in. Grayson Hamilton has it now. She's double-teamed. She's going to get it up to Taylor Graham. Almost stolen there by Martin. Now it's going to be Graham over to Wagaman. Wagaman over to Madeline Hayes. Trapped back almost to Taylor Graham. Goes over, sailing over her head. Out of bounds, and now a sub for the Arrows.
Coming in for the Red Arrows is number 12, the junior, Lynn Melby.
As this pass is going to go into Janaya Martin, to Miley Vasquez as she brings it up over to Hannah Gillette. Wildcats lead 2-0 over the Arrows. Now the ball's going to make its way in the right corner. Now left side, Hannah Gillette. Hannah Gillette gets it underneath, finds an open man, gets it. That shot is good. by Janaya Martin, 4-0 Wildcats. Reese Wagaman looking to get the ball in. She'll get it in quickly. Lynn Melby bringing it up the court. Dribbling around a little bit, and that will be a double dribble as she was maybe a little trapped there and a little scared almost by that Wildcat defense as it's been playing very, very tough. So we get a moment to reset as it's Merrill Languedoc. Merrill Languedoc gets it in. Right key, driving in on Madeline Hayes. Now left wing. Steps back a little bit, gives it back to Hannah Gillette. Hannah Gillette, that is to Martin. Martin gets it underneath, puts up a little hook underneath scoop. Was Miley Vasquez's shot no good? Reese Wagaman with the board. She's going to bring it up now. Now it's Taylor Graham in the right wing. Back to RJ Wagaman. Wagaman's got it in timeout from Coach Slanger in that arrow side. As it'll be a 30-second timeout. Gabe, this would be a good time to thank some of our WRWW underwriters and sponsors.
All right. For our WRWW underwriters and sponsors, we have Kathy and Gary Kemp and Michael Curtis Farm Bureau and Insurance Agency. Also, Riverside Dentistry, Blue Sky Farms, and Sneakers Bar and Grill.
Thank you, Gabe, for reading off those sponsors. Thank you for all of those sponsoring WRWW, as here we're in Lowell for this girls varsity matchup between the Lowell Red Arrows, Northview Wildcats. If you're just joining us, the score is 4-0. We're with 4 minutes 43 seconds to play in this first quarter. Inbound is going to be from Reese Wagaman. She'll get it into Madeline Hayes on the left corner underneath to big Allison Munson. Puts up a little sky hook, no good, off the glass. And there will be whistles blown, jump ball, so possession remains with the Arrows.
This game has been very fast-paced. Many possessions for both offense and defense. This has been a really quick game.
It has been. Lots of missed shots, too, and lots of boards. As Reese Wagman's going to give it Allison Munson, pump fakes. Lynn Melby now in deep three territory. Thought about it. Steps back. She'll get it over to Taylor Graham. Taylor Graham double team now underneath Allison Munson. Little fadeaway, gets it to go, rolling off her fingertips. Now it's 4-2 as the Arrows cut halfway into the deficit as there's 4:20 to play in this first quarter with the basketball. Janaya Martin. Martin's going to give it over to Miley Vasquez. Left wing, three-pointer up in, no good from Languedoc. Languedoc get there's an offensive board now from Janaya Martin, and she will get a foul called as she's going to go to the stripe to shoot two. That foul was on number 22, Madeline Hayes, her first team first, as the first shot by Janaya Martin is good. Make it 5-2, looking to make it a 6-point lead. Doesn't get it off the back iron. Rebound goes to Reese Wagaman. She's fighting for it. Big scrum for it, as two Lowell players and two Northview players have their hands on it. So jump ball, possession, retains possession are the Wildcats. Going to be Merrill Heil Languedoc. She's going to inbound it to Hannah Gillette as the Wildcats have made no subs yet. In the corner, three-pointer. Might have been a long two. No good, though, from Languedoc. Rebound goes to Madeline Hayes, her first of the night for her board, as Madeline Hayes driving underneath, does a little spin, gets it. Taylor Graham. Taylor Graham underneath. Lynn Melby puts up a shot off the glass, gets it to go after bouncing in off the front iron. 5-4 Wildcats on top currently. It's Merrill Heil Languedoc brings it up. Now, underneath, trying to get up a shot is going to be Jada Charity. And it's going to be swatted away, but they'll say.
Coming in for the Red Arrows is number one, Grayson Hamilton, the senior.
She'll come into the game for Lynn Melby. As now it's going to be Taylor Graham bringing it up the court. She's at half court now with Miley Vasquez. She's going to get it. Madeline Hayes in the corner, puts up a deep three. No good. Rebound right into the hands of RJ Wagaman. Doesn't get it to go. Now it's Hannah Gillette bringing it up the right side. Gillette dribbling around, made a move on Grayson Hamilton, a starter tonight. Now pass underneath after a little pass. Now it's Merrill Languedoc. She'll get it top of the key. Janaya Martin. Janaya Martin, the left side, chucks it out of bounds. Lowell gets possession. Now it's going to be Reese Wagaman. She's going to inbound it to Taylor Graham. sophomore to bring it up the court for the Arrows. Taylor Graham, Grayson Hamilton now driving underneath. Nice little pass. Reese Wagaman doesn't get it to go, though, after heavily contested shot. It would have been a tough layup to make as Hannah Gillette has it now covering her as Madeline Hayes. Corner three up and no good off the back iron. Offensive rebound for the Wildcats. That shot was by Miley Vasquez as it makes its way top of the key. Nothing but net for Hannah Gillette as makes the score 8-4 now. Wildcats on top of the Arrows. Grayson Hamilton gives it right back to Taylor Graham after the inbound. Graham dribbling around. She's going to get it to Madeline Hayes. Madeline Hayes thought about the corner three. Cross court. Reese Wagaman. Now it's Taylor Graham with it. Graham dribbling around. She hasn't taken a shot tonight. Now it's going to go to Madeline Hayes in the corner. She's trapped. Grayson Hamilton. Reese Wagaman puts up a shot. Three-pointer good. 8-7 now is the score with 2 minutes to play in this first quarter. We have a nice one here tonight in Lowell as Hannah Gillette has the ball. Left side, that's Natalie DeHaan. DeHaan dribbling around back to Gillette as it's going to be tipped away by Madeline Hayes. Lowell likes that a lot. Their bench showing it. Now it's going to be Gillette once again. Top of the key underneath Grayson Hamilton swatting it back. Right back to a Northview player. Knuckleball shot, no good. Taylor Graham. 2-on-1 opportunity for the Arrows. Gives it to Munson. Munson gets the shot. No good. Right to Madeline Hayes. Madeline Hayes puts it up. No good, but the foul is called. Now it's going to be Madeline Hayes going to the line for two.
Coming in for the Red Arrows is number 24, Layla Risden. And coming in for Northview is number... number 23, Lily Toole, and number 20, Amaya Moore.
As now it's going to be after Madeline Hayes' first shot goes in, she ties up the ball game at 8. If you're just joining us here, we have a tight one here on Lowell as the score is now 9-8 after second Madeline Hayes' shot is good at the free throw line as it's 1 minute 37 seconds to play in the first, and the score is 9-8. Arrows on top here in the Red Arrows' main gym. Tipped away, stolen now. Grayson Hamilton right in the hands of, in her hands as she's going to bring it up the court for the Arrows now. Dribbling around, Madeline Hayes, open three, gets it to go. Swish there for Madeline Hayes as she has three more. Score is now 12-8. Arrows on top here in Lowell.
And some more WRWW underwriters and sponsors. We have My Hometown Furnishing, Bernard's Ace and Hardware, Grand River Veterinary Hospital, Lowell Area Chamber and Commerce, and BC Pizza. Thank you.
Thank you for sponsoring WRWW as that Madeline Hayes 3 gives her 5 out of the 12 Arrows points now up to this point. She was yelling for it in the corner and connected after getting that deep kind of wing corner area. 12-8 is the score here as Arrows just get the first lead of the night. Layla Risden's in the game now for the Arrows. Inbound is going to go right into Anna Gillette from Natalie DeHaan getting her first minutes. Underneath now, Gillette takes a three-pointer. No good after it got passed to her top of the key. Four Wildcats get the rebound pretty much, and now it's stolen. Madeline Hayes gets her hands on it, gets it to Layla Risden, dribbling around, trying to get the jump ball. Jump ball, Arrows basketball now, just under a minute to play in this first quarter.
Very physical defense for the Red Arrows, so now they will have the ball.
As I said, it's Grayson Hamilton with it. She'll just get it right back in to Taylor Graham. Graham's got it. She's going fast, trying to find a lane. Picks up her dribble, looking around. Allison Munson's got it. Munson trying to find something, gets it to Grayson Hamilton. Sets a screen for Hamilton. Little pull-up jumper, doesn't get it to go from three-point. Gets her own rebound, tries to keep it from going out of bounds, but as she dives for it, it does go out of bounds. So Northview ball. As it's going to be, Hannah Gillette has it. She'll get it over to the left side to Natalie DeHaan. DeHaan in the left corner now. She'll get it right back. Top of the key with it. That's Amaya Moore, junior. She'll get it over to the left side. Lily Toole, she's going to give it to the starter, Gillette. Gillette dribbling around. Now contested mid-range jumper. No good off the back. Iron rebound goes to Madeline Hayes. Allison Munson trying to go on a fast break, makes her man miss. She's at the three-point line, almost pulls up. Madeline Hayes, Layla Risden from the corner, doesn't get it to go. Rebound goes to Gillette. Wool taking lots of shots as time runs out here in the first quarter of play. The score is 12-8 at the end of the first period. Wool up 12-8. Madeline Hayes leading the charge with 5 points up to this point with 1 minute break now in between quarters. Gabe, what is your input on how Lowell has been able to take the lead so far in this game after being down for most of it? How do you think they've gotten to this point here?
Well, they're starting to make a lot more shots now. Their defense has been a lot more physical towards the end of this first quarter, and they're getting able to connect on some more bigger shots, which has taken this lead.
Yeah, I definitely have to agree with you, Gabe, as a lot of times the Arrows, they're shooting a lot more shots today than I guess we're kind of used to seeing them. But because a lot of times they pass the ball around a lot before actually trying to shoot, and by then it gets stolen. But they have been able to take most of their shots on most of their possessions tonight.
Many of which have been threes for both teams.
Yeah, there's been lots of threes. Lowell definitely connecting with more right now as they're up 12-8. Madeline Hayes has 5, also with 1 foul. It's been a pretty clean game up to this point, as there's only been 2 fouls, both shooting fouls, one on Madeline Hayes and one on Natalie DeHaan.
Now coming in for the game for the Arrows is the junior number 12, Lynn Melby.
And as Lowell already out there on the court, it's going to be the Northview ball at center court now, as with it is Miley Vasquez. Vasquez is going to inbound it to Hannah Gillette. Gillette gives it back to the starter, Janaya Martin, getting back in the game. Gillette has it, though. Hannah Gillette, left side, dribbling around, throwing cross court back to Gillette. It was Vasquez. She's going to give it in the corner. Gillette now deep three territory, trying to get inside as Gillette takes a shot off the backboard. No good. Rebound goes to the Wildcats, getting it up quickly to Janaya Martin. Tipped up by Lynn Melby, playing tight D as Grayson Hamilton has it. Almost ripped from her, and now it's a foul on Hannah Gillette. Arrows basketball after trying to rip it away from Hamilton. So Hamilton keeps the basketball. She's going to bring it up the court for the Arrows now. She'll get it over left side. Madeline Hayes, she's got 5 tonight. Madeline Hayes almost shoots a 3. Grayson Hamilton falling down after getting tripped there again. With it is Lynn Melby getting the ball. Now is Layla Risden, top of the key. She's looking around, gives it to her fellow sophomore, Madeline Hayes. Underneath, Allison Munson gets stolen, though, by Hannah Gillette. Jumped that pass as Gillette brings it up. She's going to dribble inside, gets it over left side. That's Miley Vasquez. It's going to get tipped away now. Hannah Gillette. Lynn Melby almost got this steal there, as it's going to be Janaya Martin. Martin, left corner, Miley Vasquez. Top of the key, dribbling around, steps back. Three-pointer is good. Hannah Gillette making it look easy now. 12-11 is your score. 6 minutes, 45 seconds to play in this first quarter. Layla Risden dribbling around, almost stolen. Now it's going to be Allison Munson. Munson got a knee brace on her left knee. Lynn Melby also has the same, or has a brace on that same knee as Grayson Hamilton has it underneath. Layla Risden getting hit very hard as she got it. Almost looked like a hospital pass, if you're saying football terms. And it'll be Arrows basketball after that foul.
Coming in for the Arrows is number 4, Jada Charity, for number 12, Natalie DeHaan.
And also coming into the game for the Arrows is going to be Taylor Graham for Lynn Melby. As Graham looking to inbound it. Graham, she's going to get it to Grayson Hamilton. Grayson Hamilton, step back, pump fakes, three-pointer. And now it's going to be underneath. Allison Munson gets tipped as she shot it right into the hands of the defense now. And now it's going to be bringing it up the court. That is Janaya Martin, puts up a shot, no good. Rebound goes to Layla Risden. Risden's going to bring it up the court after getting the board. Risden over to Madeline Hayes, gets a screen from Risden. Now Hayes dribbling in, tough layup as it's, she's slapped as she goes up for it, gets the foul, draws the foul there. She's going to go to the line for 2 more. That foul was on Miley Chacho, her first team third. She's a sophomore, not a starter though on this Wildcat offense. as it's going to be Madeline Hayes. First shot is no good.
And coming in for the Arrows is number 11, Allison Smith. For number 3, Allison Munson.
So the other Allison getting her first minutes tonight as Madeline Hayes' second shot is good. Give her 6 on the night, almost credited for half of Lowell's points as she's got 6 of their 13. Arrows have a 2-point lead over the Wildcats, 13-11 with 5:55 to play in this first half. In the corner with it now, she'll get it across the wing. It's going to go all the way around to the left wing, Miley Vasquez. Wildcats like to play beyond the arc. Amaya Moore has it, and she'll get it to Gillette. Gillette, pull-up jumper.
With her third three of the night.
Yeah, Gillette playing great as she's got 9 all of threes now as the score is 14-13. Grayson Hamilton bringing in it, and she's looking around as she's trapped now as it's tipped away. Wildcats basketball on a fast break. Miley Chacho underneath, tries to put up a shot, no good as Taylor Graham comes in and deflects it out of bounds, avoiding disaster. As there's a sub from either team now.
Coming in for the Arrows is number 10, Reese Wagamore. For number 24, Lila Risen.
Reese Wagaman, big part of this Arrows team as she's junior last year, played quite a bit. Now, obviously started last year and this year's. After the shot by Gillette, no good.
Almost a 4-3 for her tonight.
Graham went up for the rebound and got tipped out of bounds on her. Now inbounding is going to be Janiyah Martin. Janiyah Martin looking for it. Can't develop their play as it'll get into Gillette. Now Martin gets it right back. Can't put it up. Gillette dribbling underneath. It's going to be stolen. Taylor Graham getting pushed to the ground hard now. Slides on her back safely. It's going to go back to the Wildcats. Miley Vasquez in the corner. Janiyah Martin. Martin underneath. She'll get it to Maya Moore. Puts up a shot. No good. Rebound almost goes to Graham. Gets tipped up to Allison Smith. Smith to Madeline Hayes. Madeline Hayes underneath, one-on-one, off the glass, gets it to go. Hayes has 8 of the 15 now for the Arrows. 15-14 is your score here in this little gym. Hannah Gillette, she'll get it over to the left side to fellow starter and junior Janiyah Martin. Martin underneath Vasquez now. She'll get it to the left corner. That's Moore. Moore back to the top of the key. And then it's going to go back over to Martin. Martin puts up a pull-up three, airballing it. Boxing out is R.J. Wagaman now is going to box out Marahio Languedoc as it goes out of bounds, Arrows basketball.
Coming in for the Arrows is number 24, Layla Ridson. And for the Northview Wildcats, number 55, Eleanor Dawson.
Is inbound goes to R.J. Wagaman, right back to Taylor Graham as there's no more full-court press from the Wildcats. Graham dribbling around, she'll get it. Layla Risden gets a screen from Graham. Layla Risden, pull-up jumper, off the glass, off the front iron. No good as it just unlucky there as it's going to be Miley Vasquez with it. Resets after a quick stop. Janiyah Martin trying to run something for the Wildcats. Underneath, 1-on-3, off the glass, gets it to go. Retaining the lead is the Wildcats, 16-15 with 3 minutes, 50 seconds left to go. As it's going to be Reese Wagaman underneath Madeline Hayes. Reverse layup and one as she gets it to go. Madeline Hayes looking incredible in the paint tonight. She has 10 now, 17-16 Arrows on top. As Madeline Hayes goes to the stripe looking for one more.
And coming in for number 33, Johanna Martin, is number 4, Jada Charity.
Madeline Hayes looking for that plus one. Gets it or does not get it to go. That's a rare sighting now. It's Hannah Gillette. She's going to bring it up right corner, kind of directing traffic. Gillette gets it over to the left side. Miley Vasquez. Vasquez, it's going to be Jada Charity back in the game. Gillette step back, 3-pointer, airballing it, trying to keep it in bounds for the Wildcats. As they'll say, she stepped out of bounds. Now sub for the Arrows.
And coming in the game, number 21. Ava McCormick.
She'll come in for Madeline Hayes as she's got 10 of the 17 Arrows points tonight, putting on a clinic right now as it's Layla Risden. Little ball screen as it's going to go to Allison Smith now. Smith looking around. Smith trying to develop the play. Can't. She's going to dribble. Smith corner. Ava McCormick now spinning on her man. A woman, I should say. As Ava McCormick has it. Gets the screen. Tight defense. Taylor Graham with it. Underneath. Allison Munson. Or Allison Smith puts it up. No good. R.J. Wagaman gets the putback. 19-16. Arrows on top. 2 minutes, 47 seconds to play in this first half. as the Arrows lead 19-16. Hannah Gillette underneath as she's going to reset now. Gives it to the top of the key with it. Smiley Vasquez. Vasquez left side as she's going to lose it as it's tipped out of bounds by Allison Smith. Very contested game so far tonight, but I'm loving it here as the score is 19-16. But back and forth, multiple leads, changes in inbound, almost stolen by Reese Wagaman. And that goes up for the shot was Eleanor Dawson as there's two Arrows defenders there. She'll go to the line to shoot. Two,
foul was on number 10, RJ Wagner.
So they'll say the foul was before the shot, actually. So it's going to be Hannah Gillette looking to inbound it. She'll get it easily to Jada Charity. Jada Charity to Miley Vasquez. Vasquez, right side, Languedoc. Languedoc, it's going to be stolen now. Arrows basketball as it was tipped out after Eleanor Dawson got a finger on it. Taylor Graham's going to inbound it to Reese Wagaman over to Taylor Graham. Taylor Graham, Miley Vasquez, right side, Ava McCormick. Cross the court, Layla Risden puts up a shot, gets it to go as Lowell has a two-possession lead. Now as the score is 21-16, their biggest lead of the night, biggest lead by any team. As previous was four by the Wildcats, Vasquez underneath to Gillette. Gillette driving underneath, tough buckets for Gillette. Cuts into lead, 21-18 is the score. Gillette has 11. Ava McCormick with the basketball gets a screen from Reese Wagaman. Reese Wagaman underneath, tries to put it up, gets pushed as she passes it away. Wasn't enough for a foul as it goes out of bounds. Northview basketball as it's a three-point lead for the Arrows with 1 minute, 45 seconds to play.
Now coming in for the Red Arrows, number 3, Allison Munson. For number 11, Allison Smith.
So Allison coming back in for Allison again, both very good defenders on this little team as it's Miley Vasquez with it. Vasquez dribbling around, right side, Mariah Languedoc. Languedoc trying to get it underneath. She'll get it underneath, putting up a shot, no good. Goes right over the rim was Eleanor Dawson right into the hands of Allison Munson. As we talked about, very defensive team as that's going to go out of bounds after getting tipped away from Ava McCormick. Now as the pass can't be completed from Allison Munson, so make it Northview basketball. Inbound goes from Hannah Gillette into Miley Vasquez is coming into the game. Back into the game is Madeline Hayes from McCormick. Languedoc, she'll get it over to the left side. That's Miley Vasquez. Vasquez corner to Gillette once again. Gillette off the iron, bouncing high. Rebound goes to the Wildcats, fighting for it, and it looks like a jump ball, and they will. Let's see what the call is. Is there's a pile for it on the ground. Jump ball. Arrows get the basketball back with 1 minute and 1 second to play in this first half.
Coming in for the Red Arrows is number 12, Lynn Melby. For number 24, Lila Risden.
As it's going to be Taylor Graham bringing it up the court for the Arrows. Taylor Graham, she'll get a screen, hard screen from Allison Munson. Driving, goes up for a shot, slapped. And right back into, they'll say, Taylor Graham's knee as it goes out of bounds. So Gillette's going to inbound it for the Wildcats to Vasquez. Vasquez bringing up the court. She's at the logo. Gillette has 11 leading it. There's 45 seconds to play in this first half. Bringing it underneath, putting up a floater. They'll say fouled by Lynn Melby. Not happy with that one. Foul on Lynn Melby once again as it's Merrill Heil Languedoc going to the line to shoot two. As Lowell has a three-point lead, 21-18. 42 seconds to play in this first half. Mariah Languedoc's first shot is good. 21-19 is the score now as neither team is going to send in a sub. Languedoc's second shot also good, cutting into the deficit, 1 point game. The inbound goes to Madeline Hayes as there's a full court trap and it's tipped after the full court press. Now it's going to be Miley Vasquez dribbling around. She'll get it. Hannah Gillette, left corner. Back to Gillette now at the top of the key. Lots of commotion here in the Red Arrow main gym. Miley Vasquez, she'll get it over. Hannah Gillette. Gillette back to Vasquez. Dribbling around back to Gillette. Playing a little game of keep away now. Just trying to run out this clock as there's 19 seconds left. If I'm the Wildcats, I want to get the last shot to Gillette as she's your shooter here tonight as there's under 15 to play. Stolen by Allison Munson. Allison Munson. Now to Madeline Hayes. Hayes dribbling around, trying to go underneath as there's 5 seconds left. Puts up a shot off the glass. Gets it to go. 3 seconds left and inbounding it. Is Gillette's going to do a full court heave as time expires Arrows are going to go into the half with the lead. Madeline Hayes has 12 on the night now. So going into halftime, very chaotic here as the score is 23-20. And we'll send you back to the studio. We'll see you back here in about 10 minutes. Welcome back to Lowell High School. I'm Trey Coolier. On my right, Gabe Albert. If we have a tight matchup here tonight between the Lowell Red Arrows and Northview Wildcats. If you're just tuning in, thank you for listening. As the score is 23-20, coming out of halftime, leading the charge, Madeline Hayes with over half the Lowell points as she has 12 of their 23. And on the other side, along with Hannah Gillette, just over half of their 20 points as she has 11, three threes to her name as it's going to go to the left side. That's Shania Martin. Martin bringing it up. It's going to be Miley Vasquez. Miley Vasquez over to the left side. Step back. Two-pointer for Gillette. Gets it to go. 23-22 is the score. 7 minutes, 45 seconds to play. Inbound goes to Grayson Hamilton. Right back to Taylor Graham. Graham's got the ball. She's calling for a play now. Taylor Graham dribbling around. Graham's got it left side. She's going to get a bounce pass. Allison Munson. Turns, almost puts up a shot. Reese Wagaman gets the board. Left-handed layup is going to be slapped out of bounds. Arrows retain possession. Looking to inbound is going to be Reese Wagaman. Reese Wagaman looking to inbound it now. She'll get it. She'll get it to Grayson Hamilton. Step back a little bit. Almost thought about the shot. Does a little cross-up move. It's going to be slapped out of bounds once again. As the pass tried to go to Madeline Hayes, Janiyah Martin's going to slap that one out of bounds. As now the inbound's going to go to Taylor Graham, left side, Reese Wagaman, open three-pointer, off the back iron, doesn't get it to go, rebound goes to Gillette, star for this Northview offense. Gillette bringing it underneath, Euro step, gets it to go, off the back iron. Retaining the lead are the Wildcats, 24-23 as Taylor Graham has the basketball. Taylor Graham just past half court over Grayson Hamilton, a senior. Hamilton dribbling around right side. It's going to be Reese Wagaman. Wagaman, she'll get it over. Allison Munson top of the key. Lowell playing beyond the arc to start the second half. Underneath, steps back is Grayson Hamilton. Now underneath, Reese Wagaman off the glass. Doesn't get it to go. Rebound almost to the Lowell is getting tripped by Grayson Hamilton. Is going to be Jada Charity going for it. Foul now on the Arrows from Northview basketball.
Foul beyond Grace Hamilton.
As is her first team first as Janiyah Martin gets the inbound now to Miles Vasquez. Or Marahio Vasquez. Excuse me. As left corner, Gillette three again. Doesn't get it to go off the back rim. Rebound goes to her teammate. Going up for two is Janiyah Martin. She'll go to the stripe for two more, looking to extend the lead as the score is 24-23.
Fouls on number 22, Maddie Hayes.
First free throw by Janiyah Martin is good. As it's 25-23 now, as Layla Risden comes into the game for Grayson Hamilton, as she's going to run out of the gym for a second as Janiyah Martin's second shot is good after sitting on the back of the rim for a second as Taylor Graham gets the inbound, almost stolen right away. Reese Wagaman with it, having to dribble around, reset, slapped out of bounds by Jada Charity. Arrows still have possession as that one was out of bounds on Charity from the Wildcats. As it's going to be Reese Wagaman looking to inbound it. She'll get it to Taylor Graham. Taylor Graham has not attempted a shot tonight. Underneath to Allison Munson. It's going to go right out of bounds. Possession going to the Wildcats. That ball's going to leave the gym. It's going to be brought back in by a little player as the inbound will go to Jada Charity. Going to bring it up. That's actually Miley Vasquez is going to bring it up the court. Right side now. That's Languedoc. Languedoc across court. Tipped and almost going out of bounds. Saved by Gillette. Putting up a shot now. Top of the key. Actually not going to shoot it. It's a pump fake. Back to Gillette. Gillette at the top left. Gillette left side. Thought about the three and now it's going to be a deep three-pointer. No good. Rebound going to Madeline Hayes. Gets it up the court. Open Taylor Graham trying to save it. It's going to go back to the Wildcats. Now it's going to be Miley Vasquez. Vasquez the other way, 4-on-4. Almost stolen from behind. Is resetting the ball now is Janiyah Martin. Janiyah Martin with it. As with it, now pump faking. It's going to go back underneath now. Is going to be Charity is going to go to the line for two after the shooting foul. Let's say it's not a shooting foul now, actually, as Janiyah Martin's going to go to inbound the ball.
Janiyah Martin looking for a pass. Passes it in to Languedoc. Languedoc up to Jada Charity. Now it's a Vasquez at the top of the key. Gets it to Languedoc. Got Vasquez in the corner. No good. Rebound up, and it's put back for Gillette.
Scores now 28-23 with 5 minutes to play in the third quarter.
Wagaman passing it up the court. Shot and foul. So number 24, Layla Ritson, will go to the line.
That foul was on Murahio Languedoc, a senior, as Layla Ritson will go to the line for two, as Lynn Melby, after this first shot, is going Ritson to check shot. This game.
Ritson's first shot is no good off the back of the rim. Ritson's second shot is good.
As Lynn Melby will come in for Risden, as Risden got her, has 3 points on the night now, as the score is 28-24. Wildcats on top. Wolves got to keep up the pace with them as there's 5 minutes of playing the third.
Martin bring it up to the top of the court. Passes it to Vasquez. Back to Martin. Out to Vasquez. To Languedoc. Dribbling around the outside. Back to Vasquez. Vasquez has Languedoc. Inside to Jada Charity, and it's out of bounds. Arrows ball. Passing it is Taylor Graham. Northview's got a full court press on right now. Gets it to Allison Munson. Allison Munson back to Taylor Graham. Ball is deflected by Gillette.
So out of bounds, Arrows retain possession. As Reese Wagaman is going to look to inbound it now, as maybe the Arrows want to run a play.
Wagaman trying to find someone. Taylor Graham trips and falls, and it is going to be Northview ball. Northview trying to chuck it down the court, intended for Vasquez, but is taken by Lynn Melby. Taking it up the court, finds Munson for a three, and is fouled on the shot. She'll go to the line.
That fouls line number 4, Jada Charity, as Allison Munson's going to go to the line for three. Looked like it could have been good there. Would have been crazy if she would have gotten the and-one opportunity, because she would have a chance to tie it up right now, but does not convert. So three shots coming up for Munson.
Her first shot is good. Munson's second shot is off the front iron, no good. Munson's third shot bounces off the inside of the rim and is rebounded by Martin. Martin bringing it up the court at the right wing, driving in, passes it out to Languedoc. Languedoc for a deep three. Munson with the rebound. Trapped by the Northwestern defense, and there is a foul.
That foul was on number 33, Janiyah Martin, so Arrows basketball now. Score is now 28-25. Northview on top of 3 minutes, 59 seconds to play.
Taylor Graham passing it in to Madeline Hayes. Down to Lynn Melby. Across to Allison Munson. That layup is no good.
Yeah, those are the ones the Arrows really need. Allison Munson made her man miss. Just got to hit that square on the backboard. That's what coaches always say.
Oh, in and out three for Natalie DeHane. Taylor Graham bringing up the court. Pressure on. She drives in and is fouled.
Hard foul there now from Miley Vasquez. Taylor Graham got pushed down hard. That was her first shot attempt of the night. And she'll go to the line to shoot two now. First point opportunity for Taylor Graham. Foul on. That was Miley Vasquez. That was her first of the night.
Taylor's first shot is no good.
Checking into the game is going to be Allison Smith for the other Allison, Allison Munson, and also is going to be, looks like, Lily Toole for the Wildcats now.
Graham's second shot is good, and Vasquez bringing it up to the top of the key. Timeout. Timeout, Northview.
That's going to be a full timeout. So this would be a good time to thank some of our WRWW underwriters and sponsors, some of our platinum donors. Thank you to Kathy and Gary Kemp, Raised Up LLC, My Hometown Furnishings, Bernard's Ace Hardware, Michael Curtis Farm Bureau Insurance Agency. Thank you for sponsoring WRWW. Once again, those were some of our platinum donors. And here tonight, Lowell is currently up 20 or down 28-26 to Northview in a nail biter so far. Many lead changes from either side as we're rounding to the end of the third quarter currently. As Madeline Hayes has 12 currently for the Arrows, and on the other side, Hannah Gillette with a whopping 17 as she's made four threes. Only two-pointers to her name so far up to this point. As full timeout is winding down with 5 seconds left, and it is Northview basketball as it was who called the timeout there. Looks like Lowell's going to go with a little full court trap.
Passing the ball in is number 12, Natalie DeHane. She gets it to Gillette. Gillette to Vasquez. Back to Gillette. Dribbling to the top of the court. Gets a spin move. Mid-range, no good. And swatted out of bounds by Lynn Melby.
So Lynn Melby swats that one out of bounds. So it'll be Northview basketball, 3:08 to play in this first or third quarter, as Layla Risen's going to check in for Lynn Melby now. Lynn Melby, great defense so far tonight, as Risden comes into the game with 3 points currently.
Looking for a pass, finally gets Vasquez. Back for a deep three, and it's good. That would be number 12, Natalie DeHane, her first points of the night. Pass is stolen by number 3. And now we got a foul on number, I think that's 20 for Northview, Amara Moore.
Yeah, that pass was almost stolen right away. And going into the bonus now is Layla Risden, as she'll get to the line to shoot two, as there is a bonus now. As Layla Risden's first shot was up and good.
Layla Risden's second shot is off the rim and no good. Rebound for Lowell and fouled again. So Madeline Hayes will go to the line now for the Arrows.
Madeline Hayes, free throw demon tonight, as this is her third time going to the line. Also, just in case you didn't know, Lowell varsity girls basketball team has a home game next Tuesday, 7 p.m. We will broadcast that game to hear from this Lowell main gym once again, 7 p.m. versus Jenison. Following that is Friday, is going to be Lowell versus DeWitt. That is a boys game, so if you can't make it here for those games, then we'd love for you to listen in to us, as we almost make it seem like you are here, as it's Northview basketball.
Vasquez at the top of the key. Hayes' first shot was no good. His second was good. Now Northview ball. Travel on number 24, Lila Ridson. That'll be Northview ball. Passing it in is number 12, Natalie DeHane.
Score is 31-28. Northview leading with 2.5 minutes to play in the third quarter.
Natalie DeHane from the corner. Second three from the corner for her. She has 6 points tonight.
It was actually a long two as Taylor Graham barely gets the inbound from going out of bounds. As it's Taylor Graham with it now, she's got it at half, covered tightly.
Looking for a man, and is stolen by Jada Charity, bringing it back the other way, and it's good. Trying to bring it up the court for the Arrows. And timeout called by the Arrows.
Yeah, timeout by Coach Slanger, not liking what he's seen as it's been very fast paced. Once again, Lowell boys basketball team has a game next Friday, 7 p.m. for you. Once again, if you can't make it here, we'd love for you to listen, as we usually try and give you the best production possible here, as Slanger and Northview also talking over what they're going to want to do. As Lowell, biggest lead of the night from either team. It's football score kind of 35-28 right now.
Northview
up by 7.
Northview's press has been working really well on this Lowell team. They're getting a decent amount of turnovers on that.
Yeah, putting a lot of pressure on them, but Lowell is in the bonus currently. It's Arrows basketball coming up after the timeout. Wonder what they're going to talk up on what they want to do. As there's 1.5 minutes to play in the first quarter, both teams looking to come back out of halftime now, or the third halftime. And Northview came out really, really quick as they're up by 7. Wolves only got 6 points on the board since halftime. Actually, only 5 since halftime, so not much better. As it's Northview, or Arrows basketball, excuse me.
Northview again with a full court press, and passing it in is Reese Ragman. Looking for someone, can't find anyone. Eventually finds Hayes. Hayes passes it to Melby. Melby trips, and it is a foul.
And they will say a travel now on Lynn Melby, so it'll be Northview basketball with 1:45 to play in this third quarter as Allison Smith checks in for Melby.
Vasquez bringing it up the court. She's at half court now to the three-point line, looking for DeHane. Passing it around the perimeter, back to DeHane. Over to Moore, and out of bounds. Gillette just couldn't handle the pass, and now it's Arrow's ball. Wagman passing it in, finds Hamilton. Hamilton with quick speed, traveling up the court. Can't get past half court. Finally gets past half court and gets it to Hayes. Hayes tries a quick pass over the middle and is intercepted by Vasquez. Vasquez at half court passes it over to Gillette. Gillette with a shuffle move and is fouled on the shot.
So with 1:07 to play in this third quarter, it'll be the fourth foul, second on Grayson Hamilton, as the score is 35-28 still. Looking to extend that is Gillette.
Gillette's first shot is no good, off the back iron.
Checking in the game for the Wildcats now is going to be Janaya Martin.
Gillette's second shot is good.
So Gillette up to 18 points on the night now.
Graham passing it in, can't find anybody, and is deflected by Jada Charity. This full court press has been in really good effect against this Lowell Red Arrows offense. Graham again to pass it in, still looking for somebody. Deep pass intended for Allison Smith, but picked off by Martin. Martin bringing it back. Passing it around the perimeter to DeHane. Another corner three, no good. Rebound by Hamilton. And his white ball.
That foul is on DeHane. That is her third, so Lowell's going to go to the line.
Grayson Hamilton will be taking two shots for this bonus. Hamilton's first shot is good. Swish for Hamilton. Hamilton's second shot is also good off the back iron. Martin throwing it into Vasquez. Vasquez bringing it up the court. 50 seconds remain. We have a 30-36 game with arrows trailing. Martin at the top of the key trips. Graham bringing it back the other way. Chase down, layup no good. Put back is no good also. Another put back, finally good for Allison Smith.
Lowell cutting into this deficit as it's 36-32. And now little injury from that Northview side. So 30-second timeout as one player limps off. See, that is looks like it's Janaya Martin there. So 30-second timeout. This looks like it'd be a good time to thank some of our WRWW underwriters and sponsors. Thank you to Port and Federal Credit Union, Canfield Plumbing and Heating, Sneakers Bar and Grill, Lowell Charter Township, Aquarius Lawn Sprinkling, and King Milling Company. Thank you for sponsoring WRWW. As the score is 36-32, as we're in the closing 30 seconds of this third quarter of play here. So we have a tight one tonight as Lowell try not to let this game get out of hand as they're only down by four. They've shown that they can keep up. So let's see what they're going to do on this upcoming
passing it in
minute.
Is Natalie DeHane to Hannah Gillette. Hannah Gillette at the top of the key gets a screen, drives the other way, but it is stolen by Kayla Howell. Passing it up to the top of the key to Reese Wagnon.
Looks like she might go for last shot.
Holding this out for the last shot, dribbling around to Hamilton. Hamilton's got it at the corner and is hit out by Natalie DeHane. Arrows ball by the corner. Hamilton trying to find someone. Throws it deep to shot, and it's foul. Foul, and Allison Smith will go to the line
and
with 0.5 seconds left.
That
in this
foul
quarter.
Was on number 55, Eleanor Dawson, as Allison Smith goes to the line as she went for the buzzer beater. Dawson just standing up and pushing her down.
Smith's first shot is in and out. Smith's second shot is good. 0.5 seconds left, and they're going to try and chuck up a shot. Shot is in the air and no good. And we'll be starting our fourth quarter. It is 33-36, Northview on top.
So going into this fourth quarter, as Dylan said, 36-33 is your score. So we have a contested one now up to this point as it's 45 or 36-33. Madeline Hayes has 13 for the Arrows tonight. Very good game for her up to this point. Also, on the other side is Gillette. Hannah Gillette has not came out of this game once. Only rest has been during halftime. As Lowell looking to put up more scores and even more as they're only down by three, as at one point the Wildcats were up by about eight. And Lowell got up by about five at one point. They had the biggest lead of the game at some point. Now, I believe it is Arrows basketball as they won the tip for the first half as it's only one possession game. We'll see what's going to happen in these final 8 minutes of basketball. Gabe, I am excited for it from
so
what we've seen tonight. What do you think?
I think it's going to be a close game. I don't know who's going to win this. It's going to be really close.
It's going to definitely end really close. That's what I'm thinking as Lynn Melby is back in the game for the Arrows now.
Arrows ball, and Wagman will be throwing it in for the Arrows.
as Wagaman inbounds it. She'll get it to Allison Munson. Allison Munson. Now it's Lynn Melby trying to look around, tries to get a shot off. Grayson Hamilton thought about the three. Lynn Melby also thought about it. Pump fakes back to Hamilton. Gets those wide open shot. And Grayson Hamilton's shot is no good. Rebound goes back to the Arrows. Madeline Hayes, open layup. And one opportunity for Madeline Hayes as she gets that shot to go.
Looks like Lynn Melby is injured on the court.
And
this will be an officials timeout as their teams head back to their benches.
As she looks in a lot of pain now, and that's the left knee with the knee brace on is what it looks like she was holding. So definitely not something you want to see if you're the Arrows right now. She cannot put any pressure on it. Did not exactly see what happened.
Slowly limping up the court, but she is now on her feet, not applying any pressure to her left leg.
That's not a good sight to see, as that's the one with her knee brace on. Hopefully not significant there. As coming into the game for her is going to be Ava McCormick, looking to fill a big role as Madeline Hayes is at the line, looking for an and-one opportunity now. As Madeline Hayes' shot is good, so tying it up for the Arrows. Madeline Hayes, after the and-one, goes with the basketball, is going to be Miley Vasquez. Miley Vasquez left side, Hannah Gillette back to Vasquez, dribbling around, looking around. She's going to do a little cross-up move and back over left side. That's Charity. Charity, deep left wing. Back over to Vasquez, playing a little game of catch. Gillette thought about the deep three, pump fakes, driving in, Euro step, almost a tough bucket, gets her own board, blocked. Madeline Hayes, right back into the hands of the Wildcats, and there'll be a foul called on Madeline Hayes, not liking that one there, as Jada Charity puts up a shot, and she'll go to the line for two now.
So it is now 36-36, with 7 minutes and 18 seconds left in this fourth quarter.
As Madeline Hayes has had a good night so far. She's at 16 with 3 fouls. Jada Charity's first shot is good, so give them the 1-point lead again.
And coming in for Northview is Martin for Eleanor Dawson.
As it's going to be Charity shooting another, her second shot is good, as it's going to be Taylor Graham checks into the game now. She'll check in for Grayson Hamilton, another guard. Is actually for Ava McCormick is going to come out of the game now. Is Taylor Graham gets the inbound. She's looking to get it into somewhere. She's got to move as Allison, and it'll be a violation. Taylor Graham not happy as no one was moving. She yelled out, and by the time she got the pass in, it was too late. So possession goes back to the Wildcats with just over 7 minutes to play. It's Hannah Gillette. Gillette looking around. She'll get it underneath. Stolen back. Actually, we'll get back to the Wildcats. Madeline Hayes went for it, trying to get the jump ball. And getting the jump ball, there's a big pile up on the ground there. So everybody but Hannah Gillette was on the ground there. So jump ball possession stays with the Wildcats. Inbound goes to the Wildcats. Now his possession arrow flips. Left side, Languedoc. Languedoc gets it underneath. Now it's left side, actually. She's going to step back. That's Janiyah Martin dribbling around, and she was double-teamed. Low in a 3-2 underneath zone. It's going to be Hannah Gillette. She'll get it right side. Marahaya Languedoc. She's going to be passed around now. Janiyah Martin. Martin goes a cross-court pass. That's Charity, actually, is underneath to Gillette. Gillette looking for something. Triple-teamed under the middle. Doesn't face her. Tough buckets for Gillette. 40-36 as she's up to 20 now tonight. Reese Wagaman, she missed the wide-open Grayson Hamilton. It's actually going to go to Taylor Graham now at the logo. Grayson Hamilton not fazed by the pressure of that tight defense. As it's going to be slapped away. It's going to be a one-on-one. Charity and with the Euro step off the glass, no good. Rebound goes to Grayson Hamilton. as Allison Munson had a wide open Taylor Graham, and now it's Reese Wagaman gets it wide open. Madeline Hayes, easy layup, gets it to go. 40-38 as we have a tight one here in Lowell as we're in the final 6 minutes of play now.
Great hustle play by Hamilton to save that out of bounds play and get it to her other teammate.
Hannah Gelatis, as they're up by two, makes its way to the left corner. Janiyah Martin, and it's a travel. Arrows basketball getting excited is Reese Wagaman and Taylor Graham. As Graham's going to look to inbound it. Full court breath still by the Wildcats. That shot is going, or the inbound's actually going to go into Allison Munson. Right back in to Taylor Graham. Almost stolen, diving for it. She has it. Jump ball, they'll say. Or actually, timeout for Coach Slanger. Smart move. So timeout arrows us. There's 5:39 to play in this game.
And now time to thank some of our WRWW underwriters and sponsors. We have Shirma Design, BC Pizza, Lowell Area Schools, Three Brothers Pizza, Raised Up LLC, and the Main Salon and Company. Thank you.
Thank you for sponsoring WRWW, as we have a tight one here tonight in Lowell.
Arrows ball with 5 minutes and 39 seconds left, and it is 38-40 with Northview on top.
He's looking to inbound it. Is going to be Reese Wagaman. Let's see what she's going to do it with it. All five Lowell starters currently in the game as the inbound goes into Grayson Hamilton. She's going to bring it over to the logo. Looking around, Taylor Graham putting up court. Allison Munson with it. Madeline Hayes underneath. Two on one. Madeline Hayes almost gets it to go, bouncing off the glass and then the front iron. Fast break now. Hannah Gillette on Grayson Hamilton. Pull-up jumper. No good. Back to Gillette. Gillette calling a play. Dribbling around now. Now it's going to go underneath. Knocked out of bounds by... That was Reese Wagaman probably saving potential 2 points there. Is coming into the game now. It's Eleanor Dawson for the Wildcats.
Also coming in for the Arrows is number 11, Allison Smith. For number 22, Madeline Hayes.
As inbounding it, it's going to be Gillette looking around. Gillette will get it. Left corner with it is Vasquez. Vasquez left, right side, Merrill Languedoc. Vasquez said her name a lot, but she has no points up to this point. Right corner, almost shot the three, and now shooting the three from the right wing, airballing it. Now Gillette saves it. Grayson Hamilton getting it up the court, dribbling around. It's going to be Reese Wagaman. Wagaman bringing up, wide open. Allison Munson ties up this basketball game. Ran that play to perfection as it's all tied up at 40-40. With 4 minutes, 45 seconds to play, we have a nail-biter here in Lowell. Now underneath, trying to pass it right off the backboard. Taylor Graham stealing it, and they will say foul on Graham, not liking that one. As Graham went to grab it, and then Chada Charity dove for the ball and ended up getting pushed. So it'll be Northview basketball. No one really agreeing with that call.
Coming in for Northview is Martin for number 55, Eleanor Dawson.
And now looking to inbound it is going to be Vasquez. And the inbound will go to Gillette, but right back to Vasquez. Now back to Hannah Gillette. Dribbling ground, step back, pump fake, right corner, Jada Charity. Hannah Gillette. Now it's a right corner to Charity once again. Back to Gillette, and it's stolen. Allison Munson, fast break opportunity. Munson off the glass, gets it to go. Arrows take the lead back with just over 4 minutes to play. Allison Munson coming alive in this fourth quarter. She has seven. Now bringing it up, gets the and one bucket. That was Janiyah Martin going in through traffic for the points. This is 4:07 to play with... The score is all tied up, 42-42. Martin at the line to shoot one shot for the and-one opportunity.
To take the lead by 1 point, her shot is good.
So, yeah, 1 point lead now for Northview as Taylor Graham's going to look to inbound it. Better hurry as it's going to go in to Allison Smith. Smith dribbling, loses the ball. Northview basketball up the court. That's Vasquez, Gillette almost loses it. Vasquez, long two-pointer.
It's
nothing but net, 45-42 after the long two. Is Graham not going to touch this basketball until she needs to? Looking to get it in. Clock is ticking. Allison Munson with the basketball. Dribbling around. And Northview yelling, no double teams. Reese Wagaman with it. Reese Wagaman almost shot it over to Allison Munson. Back to Wagaman. Wagaman dribbling around. Top of the key, left side. Taylor Graham in the left wing. Underneath, Allison Munson turns, puts up a shot. No good off the back of the glass. It's 45-42 is the score with 3:20 left to play in the fourth. Rebound goes to Merrill Languedoc. Languedoc resetting it with it is going to be Gillette at the top of the key. It's going to bring it back to the logo, calling for a screen. She's going to just hand it to Miley Vasquez. Safely pass now. It's with it is Merrill Languedoc. Back to Vasquez. Vasquez dribbling around. Going to get the pass to Jada Charity.
Trying to waste time here, Northview. Lowell needs to put some pressure on here. They're just going to waste out this clock.
And it looks like she's just willing to stand there for the last 2.5 minutes of this game. As now double-teaming Lowell. Left corner thought about the three. Back over to Janai Martin as there is no shot clock, so they can run out the rest of the game. Martin underneath tries to get it out to Languedoc. Languedoc now. It's Charity. Charity covered tightly by Graham. Going for the ball. Dribbling around is Languedoc. She's going to get the pass off to Languedoc actually now. It's Martin underneath. Puts up a shot off the glass. No good. Rebound to Reese Wagaman. Over to Grayson Hamilton. Gets it up. Allison Munson now. She's going to give it over to Reese Wagaman after being contested. Calling back for it was Allison Munson. She'll get it. Grayson Hamilton. D3 territory. Taylor Graham. Timeout. Coach Slanger, as he looks like he wants to talk over a play to draw up now for the Arrows, as now there's 45-42 is the score. Lowell down by three. Definitely a doable game right now.
And coming in for the Arrows is Maddie Hayes and Layla Ritson.
And timeout from the Arrows. That was Coach Slanger, full timeout. And once again, if you're just tuning in, we do have games next week. One on Tuesday, that will be 7 p.m. home for the girls against Jenison. And then next Friday at 7 p.m. will be the boys team versus the Wit. Next Friday at 7 p.m.
Arrows now coming out on the court after their timeout, getting ready to finish out this game.
As looking to inbound it is Reese Wagaman as the timeout clock does go, as now Northview is coming into play after the timeout. Is looking to inbound is Reese Wagaman running a play. It's going to go. Layla Risden with it. Right corner underneath. Madeline Hayes bodying up her defense. It's going to be blocked as it goes right into the air. Jump ball. Arrows basketball.
1:58 left in the game. It's 42-45. Arrows have the ball underneath the hoop right now.
As Reese Wagaman has it, she's looking for someone to get it to. She's got to pass it. Allison Munson, and it's going to be deflected. Bringing it up the court. 2-on-1 opportunity. Gillette bringing it up, and no good. As it's Reese Wagaman with it now. Wagaman up to Allison Munson. Allison Munson has it right side. Reese Wagaman now reset with 1:40 to play in this game. Everyone getting excited as it is very intense here. Taylor Graham has the basketball. Almost, it's going to be stolen as trying to go underneath the Madeline Hayes as Gillette has it. Lowell's got to play defense as Northview might just waste this clock if they want. Graham presses up on Martin now. Is this going to go back to Martin? Lowell double teaming far left corner. Back
Northview
to
passing
Martin,
on the perimeter.
Stolen by Taylor Graham. Up the court. 2-on-2. And it's stolen once again by Northview. Graham throwing it right into the defense. Jada Charity has it. There's 1:10 to play in this game. Covered by Layla Risden. Right side to Gillette. And no one's covering her. She's going to give it right back to Charity. Graham covering tightly and will foul.
Fouls on number 4, Taylor Graham, with 59 seconds left in this game. Still 42-45. Arrows down by three.
Lowell letting this game kind of get out of reach from them right now as the score is 45-42 with just under a minute to play. Matley Vasquez has it. Spin move on Taylor Graham. Dribbling around. Now it's going to go and trying to foul. It looked like Taylor Graham was trying to get a steal, though, first. As with it, it's going to be Charity with 45 seconds to play as Madeline Hayes does foul. She's in foul trouble now. She has four. She does have 18 points currently. 42-45 is your score. We have a tight one with 40 seconds left.
And now Northview is in the bonus now.
Lowell really needs Jada Charity to miss both these shots. Lowell needs to get down the court, and even two would be fine, I would think, and just foul again. Stay in this game, at least one possession. Charity's first shot is no good. Knuckleball shot.
And coming in for Northview is number 33, Martin, for number 12, Natalie DeHane.
As it's going to be Jada Charity. Her second shot is also no good. Rebound going to Allison Munson. Arrows basketball trapped in the corner. Taylor Graham has it now, bringing up the court quick. She's got two defenders closing in on her, and she's going to be hard fouled. And show it'll be Arrows basketball as Taylor Graham got hit from behind as she had it. As with it, that's Reese Wagaman dribbling around, trying to get it somewhere. She'll get it. Allison Munson with it. Top of the key. Lowell's got to move kind of quick. It's Taylor Graham now.
30 seconds left in the game. They're still down by three. They might have to take a three-point shot here to tie this game.
As Taylor Graham's going to get a screen from Munson. Fouling, driving in. Ref looked like he wanted to call a foul. Graham tries to get it to Reese Wagaman as it'll go out of bounds. Northview basketball. Lowell's got to play tight defense, try and get a steal.
Lowell with many poor passes in this last minute. I think they're getting too pressured.
Yeah, his defense has been tight. And let's see what the call is. Grayson Hamilton has it.
Grayson Hamilton checking in for the Arrows. And she's going to sit back down on the bench.
Confusion on whose ball it is, and they'll say it was actually tipped out.
Grayson Hamilton's on back in.
As Grayson Hamilton will.
She's
confusion by Coach Slanger. As Reese Wagaman is actually out of the game. As Grayson Hamilton is going to get it to Taylor Graham. Might have to put up a three-pointer. Layla Risden, right side. Grayson Hamilton now. Somebody's got to shoot the ball. Taylor Graham has it. Allison Munson thought about shooting it. Lowell running out
seconds,
of time.
And they do a bad
stolen.
Pass.
Tamara Langer Dawkins. She's just going to try and run out this clock. As not able to follow is Lowell.
With 6 seconds left, one free throw will make this a two-shot game and might end this for the Arrows.
There's 6 seconds left. Not sure what the Arrows were doing as everyone just kept passing the ball around. It might have just lost them the basketball game here. At the line is Miley Vasquez to shoot two. She makes the first one. It's still a technically one-possession game as her first shot is no good. It's still a technically one-possession game, even if she makes it. If you can get the three-pointer and a foul, second shot by Vasquez. Lowell
very
really needs
though.
To get the board if she misses. Vasquez's second shot is good, though.
They need to end 1-3.
So timeout from Coach Slanger now.
They're going to try and draw up a magical play, either to get the two-point and get the ball back right away. And most likely take a foul so that they only make one free throw, hopefully, which will make it a three-point game.
Lowell, I feel like, definitely should have put up a shot there as, like, even if you think it might get blocked, you still have that high chance of a foul even as we're down to 6 seconds to play. As Coach Slanger drawing up a play now for the Arrows. As Lowell, they could have even taken two there, and it'd be a two-point game currently, or a three-point game actually still if they would have taken a two-pointer even, but that might have lost them the basketball game as not even taking a shot as they had the ball with about 30 seconds left, lost it with about nine. Now it's 6 seconds left. They have the basketball back, but they got to go a full court and score four points in that amount of time. As Taylor Graham is going to go look to inbound the ball for the Arrows. Lowell's got to do something here. As Taylor Graham looking to inbound, 6 seconds left, no one in her face. Graham heaving one down the court, stolen.
Intercepted.
And that is going to be the basketball game here, as we had a very, very good basketball game tonight, as the Northview Wildcats are going to win a close one, 46-42 over the Arrows.